Hello, boy. Settle down. Make sure you're prepared for a session with me, meaning you should find a comfortable and private space to lie down, preferably without all too much clothing and with full access to all your pleasure spots. And get your headphones on nice and snug so you can hear me closely. Tonight, I'm going to teach your body something beautiful and sexy. You already know how my voice feels, how it hums along your skin, sinks into your thoughts. Perhaps your body has already learned to respond automatically, delightfully, to every cue I give you. And during this session, we'll be training this link between mind, body, and suggestion. I call it touch response conditioning. My fingers, your skin, your surrender. Of course, the touches will be imagined, but that doesn't mean they'll feel any less real. And that's the secret, boy. Your subconscious doesn't care what's real. It responds to meaning, to feeling, to me. So I'll speak to you in that soft, comforting way that your subconscious finds so pleasant and inviting. And your body will begin to learn that when I brush your temple, you grow quiet. That when I stroke down your arm, you grow heavy. That when I press two fingers to your chest, you open up to me. It won't happen all at once, but the more you listen, the more real it becomes. The more your body remembers, the more your mind obeys. So take a moment to close your eyes if they aren't already. And imagine me sitting just beside you, my arm wrapping lightly around your middle, my breath close to your ear. Tonight is for training, and you are going to be such a wonderfully responsive subject for me. Let's begin with your breath, soft, unforced. Just notice it moving in and out of your body. A quiet tide rising and falling, smoothing you out from the inside. And as you follow your breath, I'm going to begin the first layer of conditioning. Simple, soothing, suggestive. Imagine my fingertips brushing across your forehead, just there between your brows. The spot that holds your attention, your thinking, your furrowed thoughts. And as I touch that place now, feel it smooth. Feel your mind soften like I've gently pressed pause. You may even notice your eyelids wanting to grow heavier. You can let them or not, but the sensation is there. The forehead touch means stillness. Means silence, means nothing needs to be done except feel. Good boy. Now another touch. Imagine I trace the back of your neck just beneath your hairline. Yes, and down to your shoulder. That's it. Down and out. And with that touch, your shoulders drop. That's right. Every time I do that, you relax more fully. Like tension is being drawn out through my fingertips. And the more I do it, the more your body understands. The more you learn to let me do it. Let me draw you down. Now, one more. Picture me resting my hand over your chest, over your heart. Just two fingers. Soft. Present. Not pushing. Just resting. Just there. And when I do that, something opens. Emotionally. Energetically. You feel unguarded, safe, like your whole being is leaning into me, eager to be held and taken care of. These are the anchors we're building. Forehead, stillness. Shoulder, heaviness. Heart, openness. And the more you imagine them, the more they take root. Let me say that again. The more you imagine them, the more they take root. The more you practice them, the more they feel real. The more real they feel, the more you respond without thought. Without effort, automatically. And isn't that exactly what you came for? To feel your mind and body trained to obey the gentle touch of someone you trust completely? Yes. Good. You're doing so well. Just keep listening, because next, we'll teach your body how to crave those touches, to need them, to deepen for them. Let's revisit the touches we've already planted. My finger to your forehead now. Stillness. Down to your shoulder. Heaviness. Two fingers over your chest. Openness. Yes, you're laying very still, calm, quiet. And then I reach out slowly, deliberately, and place a single fingertip on your temple. What happens? Do you feel it already? That subtle hush inside? Like a wave just passes over your thoughts? That touch is permission to stop thinking, to rest, to be still for me. And here's what's lovely about this. Every time I do it, it becomes easier, faster. You may even begin to need it, that soothing hush I give you. The moment I silence your mind with just a touch. Let's go deeper. My hand glides down your shoulder again. And this time, your whole body slumps a little more. Isn't it funny how light pressure can feel so heavy? How the weight of my fingers turns into the weight of surrender? Because the more I touch you there, the more your body remembers what to do. Release. Let go. Sink. And now the chest. That tender place where I place my fingers just above your heart. Each time I do, I want you to feel it flutter like a gate opening inward. Like you're turning yourself to face me from the inside. With this touch, you don't have to hide. You don't have to protect. You don't have to hold anything in. Because that's what we're training, isn't it? A body that knows how to open. A mind that knows how to quiet. A heart that knows how to trust. And the beauty of conditioning is, the more you experience it, the more it becomes reflex. You don't even have to try. The moment you feel that forehead press, you're still. The shoulder stroke, and you go limp. The heart touch, and you melt into openness. Now, what if I told you that I could train your body to feel these things even when I'm not touching you? That my voice alone could trigger them. Would you like that, boy? Imagine me saying the words, still, heavy, open. And just those words, paired with the memory of my touch, become enough to transform your state. Effortlessly, automatically. Wouldn't that feel so good to obey not with thought, but with sensation, with longing, with pleasure? And the more you feel, the more you want to feel. The more you respond, the more you need to respond. Because your body is learning something very special. That surrender isn't weakness. It's exquisite, and it only takes a single touch. And since you've been such a good, responsive little boy for me, there's one more touch I want to give you now. One that's a little more intimate. A little more charged. But only if you're ready. You see, your body doesn't just obey out of habit. It obeys out of wanting. It craves the things that bring pleasure, safety, release. So tell me, are you ready for a more intimate touch? Do you want this, boy? Okay. Here we go. Still laying close to me, eyes closed. My finger to your forehead now. Stillness. Down your shoulder. Heaviness. Two fingers over your chest. Openness. Good. And relax. As my fingers trail slowly down your chest, past your stomach, until they pause lightly, gently, just above your groin. And then slowly slide down. Until a single finger reaches the aching tip of your cock. No pressure, no rush, just relax, boy. That simple, suggestive placement of my finger with a little slide up and along the tip. And then back up, resting gently above your groin, hovering in the air. And in this moment, your breath catches, doesn't it, boy? Because this touch, this anchor, means something more. It means submission is pleasure. It means you're allowed to feel aroused by surrender. It also means this part of you belongs to me when I choose. Each time you feel that touch there, your body will remember how good it feels to be claimed, to be guided, to be intimately known. There's no shame in it, boy, only warmth, only truth, only that delicious flutter in your belly, and the way your legs might grow a little weaker whenever I go there. This is your fourth anchor. Forehead, stillness. Shoulder, heaviness. Heart, openness. Cock, pleasure in submission. Each one building on the last, each one linking back to me. And now you are becoming wonderfully conditioned, so responsive, so delightfully primed for every cue, every whisper, every stroke. You're becoming exactly what I desire. A subject who feels more, craves more, and obeys more with every single touch. Your eyes are closed, so you don't know where I'll be touching you next. It's exciting, isn't it, boy? Here comes my fingertips now, brushing your forehead. Still. Yes, tracing down the back of your neck, just beneath your hairline, and down to your shoulder. Heavy. Sliding down further, resting my hand on your chest, over your heart, just two fingers. Open. And sliding down, sensually, slowly, tickling across your tummy. Down. Down. And now my hand rests just above your groin. Hovering, barely there, but somehow electrifying. The space between us becomes charged, not with pressure, but with possibility. Because this isn't just touch, it's permission, it's ownership, it's awakening. You feel it, don't you? That fluttering in your belly, that warm ache that stirs beneath the skin, that subtle tightening of awareness. This is the part of you that reacts even before you think, that responds before you can decide. The part that longs to be taken, to be used, not cruelly, but completely. And each time I bring my hand there, each time I even suggest that touch, your body begins to remember this feeling, this heat, this helplessness, this exquisite, aching yes. Because I want you to associate this place with me, not just physically, but psychologically. When I touch you here, or say that I might, your body will respond like a well-trained instrument, tuned to pleasure, tuned to submission. A touch here means more than arousal. It means surrender is not only safe, not only inevitable, but blissfully desired. The more you let that idea settle in, the more your body learns to welcome it, to crave it, to react before you even know you're reacting. That's the kind of subject I'm shaping you into. One who melts when touched. One who opens where I choose. One whose pleasure is deeply entwined with my will. And you love that, don't you? The warmth that pulses through you now, that's your body saying thank you. Thank you for the touch. Thank you for the meaning. Thank you for letting it feel so good to be mine. You're welcome. You are such a good boy for me, and I love to train you this way. My hand resting just above your groin, not moving, not needing to. Just being there is enough, because your body knows, it knows what this touch means. And the moment you accept that meaning, the pleasure begins to build. Not a sharp spike, no, something deeper, something slower. Like a low golden heat that stirs deep in your pelvis, curling upward in lazy spirals, tingling outward through your hips and thighs, coiling beneath your skin. It doesn't need permission, it just happens. The way your chest tightens with anticipation. The way your breath grows shallower, more urgent. The way your entire being begins to throb with receptive, submissive heat. This isn't the kind of pleasure you chase. This is the kind that claims you. Takes root, spreads like honeyed fire. The moment my touch arrives, even just in thought, your nerves begin to sing. Your muscles soften, and your center, that delicious pulsing center of you, aches for more, more touch. More guidance, more control. You can feel it now, my beautiful soft hands lowering down right onto your aching, throbbing cock. My index finger rubbing little circles over the tip, wet and sticky with pre-cum. I love seeing you so aroused, so helpless, so exposed and throbbing. so responsive to my touch. It's such a turn-on when you show your devotion, your adoration, by doing exactly what I say, by feeling exactly what I want for you to feel, always following my lead, experiencing pleasure not through taking, but through yielding, through obedience, through being touched, owned, and trained. And the more you feel it, the more it grows, swelling in waves, rippling through your limbs, intensifying with each breath, each beat, each whisper of my voice. And my finger starts rubbing your tip a little faster, circling around, collecting all that pre-cum and swirling it around and around. It feels so good as you moan for me. Yes, and now two fingers circling around your tip, adding more pressure, more pleasure, giving that throbbing tip a little squeeze, just squeezing out a little more pre-cum to swirl around. Yes, such a good boy. And the more pleasure you feel, the deeper you fall for me. Your body obeys me. And the more it does, the better it feels. Would you like me to keep going for a while? Would you like me to hold you close while I rub your tip with my sticky fingers? Breathing in your ear as you writhe in pleasure. As your body either succumbs to the pleasure with an intense eruption, or continues to send you deeper and deeper into submissive pleasure. Enjoy my fingers playing with your sensitive tip, rubbing, sliding around, squeezing. A little twist and turn, pumping just the tip between my two fingertips. Ooh, so sticky and soft. That's a boy. Let go. Ride the waves of pleasure. Focus just on that touch. And you can just choose not to listen as I whisper a few words now to your subconscious, that soft, silent part of your mind that takes everything in, that doesn't question or hesitate or resist, just absorb. You've learned four things tonight. When I touch your forehead, or suggest that I do, you grow still, quiet, peaceful. When I stroke down your shoulder, your body lets go. Heaviness spreads, tension dissolves. When my fingers rest over your heart, you open emotionally, vulnerably, trustingly. You become available to me. And when I touch the tip of your cock, or even just place my hand gently over it, you feel the purest, most beautiful pleasure blooming from surrender. These responses are yours now. They are seated, conditioned, alive. And the more you listen, the more you feel them. The more you feel them, the more they reinforce. Touch becomes trigger. Trigger becomes truth. And the truth is this. Your body obeys me. Your body wants to obey me. And the more it does, the better it feels. Let those truths settle in now, not as thoughts, but as instincts, familiar, reliable, comfortable. They will remain with you even as I begin to guide you back. So let's do that together, gently. Begin to notice your breath again, the rise and fall. Begin to notice your body, where it rests, how it feels. Still relaxed. Still safe, but beginning to return. And I'll count you up now from 1 to 5. And with each number, you'll rise just a little further, carrying all of this conditioning and pleasure with you. 1. Light returning. Soft awareness. 2. A little more presence in your limbs, your fingers, your toes. 3. A deep breath in and out. 4. Eyes begin to flutter, mind feeling soothed and whole. 5. Eyes open now, awake. Aware, still a bit sleepy, still a bit sticky, and beautifully trained. You did so well, and I'm very proud of you. This conditioning will stay with you and deepen every time you return to me, because you remember how it feels when my touch makes your body obey.